Following an improbable late-season turnaround, the Philadelphia Eagles are headed back to the playoffs. Sunday, they'll meet the Chicago Bears at legendary Soldier Field. 30 years ago today, the Eagles played the Bears in one of the craziest NFL playoff games anyone's ever seen or not seen. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron takes us back to the infamous Fog Bowl.
I could describe the weather in Chicago on New Year's Eve 1988, but I'll defer to someone a little better qualified.
It was a beautiful day. It was a sunny day.
That, if you didn't already know, is Merrill Reese, the legendary radio play-by-play announcer for the Eagles.
Before we knew it, we were taking off layers of clothes so that we would be dressed with just a sweater. That's how nice and warm it was at Soldier Field, and just the most perfect day.
The only thing hotter than the weather was this Eagles team, who'd won 6 of their last 7 games thanks to a stingy defense and a prolific passing attack. Receiver Mike Quick was one of the team's stars.
For many of us who had been in the league for several years, it was the opportunity, of our lifetime, and we knew that going in.
The Bears held a lead in the second quarter, but the Eagles looked strong. Then something strange started blowing in from Lake Michigan.
Late in the first half, we saw kind of a puff of smoke coming out of one side of the stadium.
At first, I thought it was like there was some fire or something, or some type of smoke coming in or something, but then it didn't have any smell to it. Then I started to realize that it was just fog.
And within minutes, the field was totally enveloped in fog.
The fog was so thick, Quick and his teammates could barely see each other.
We couldn't throw the ball down the field because we tried it a couple of times, and not even deep down the field, but like an intermediate depth route, and you still had trouble seeing the ball.
The Eagles had to abandon their high-flying pass attack, and up in the radio booth, Reese had to abandon any pretense that he could actually see the game.
Then at that point, I was trying to be somewhat entertaining and saying things like, I could tell Randall Cunningham's having trouble. He just came out of the huddle led by a German Shepherd.
30 years later, Reese says it's still the toughest game he ever had to call.
I always tell people, go up against a white wall in your house and just stare at that white wall, and you have the same vision that I had calling the Fog Bowl.
Quick can sympathize. He now teams up with Reese in the broadcast booth.
So I can't even imagine you being up in a booth and you're looking down on the field, but you can't really see much. You might see a little, like some movement, but there's no way they could see us.
The Eagles would lose 20-12, ending their season and one of their best chances to make a deep playoff run during that era.
The game basically was over when the fog arrived. The Eagles had no chance to come back, and it was still, at that point, a very competitive game that I, to this day, believe the Eagles would have won.
Quick and his former teammates try not to talk about the Fog Bowl, but it's still a seminal moment.
Listen, I started playing football when I was 8 years old. Yes, it's the weirdest day of my entire football life.
Quick says he's still looking forward to his trip to Chicago this weekend for the playoff game. As for the weather, forecasters say it should be in the 30s and mostly cloudy. The Eagles will take it, so long as those clouds stay up in the sky. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.